special meeting.
Wait a minute.
I call the special meeting of the Budget Committee to order on Thursday, February 1st.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Hoagland?
Present.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I move approval of the agenda as posted.
I second it. There is no public communications that I see.
Nobody's here.
And number four, items of business.
Okay, that would be me.
Individuals wishing to,
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Okay. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form in order to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes.
Okay. Like I said, the budget, we just redid it pretty big changes in October for our budget, if you remember our committee meeting then and approved that. So there are not a lot of big things here. All the asterisks without explanations, they're just minimal or self-explanatory changes. So that's not a big deal.
for last year. Oh, okay.
I put the wrong thing in the wrong place. Okay. I'm going to get the pool. Oh, that's rentals. I did find out we are going to have a possible collaboration with the after-school program for renting, not renting, but it's actually admissions to the pool, but hopefully. We have not had one rental, so I'm hoping this, maybe in June we'll have a rental, or May they can rent it too, I guess, if we're having it up to par. Teen Center just changed because he hasn't gotten any donations yet. It's not a big deal. I had a review on the senior accountant. I had a review and a step increase. That's that little bit extra. Medical insurance, of course, always goes up, you know, in January. Our new contract goes up. So the second 6 months costs more than the first 6 months. So I added that. Workers' comp, what happens is Capri asks me for a proposed, before the first of the year, they ask me for figures for payroll for employees. And then at the end of the year, after the end of the year is over, they ask for actuals. So we had paid more in payroll than we had. I had scheduled at the beginning, so they charged us another $1,170. Let's see. The subscription and dues, we were just talking about that this afternoon. For some reason, CSDA, and I'm going to look into it and see what happens, but they raised our membership fee by $1,600. And I don't know why, so I'm going to look at that. Yeah.
We think there's something could be.
Yeah. I'm going to investigate and see why they charged twice as much.
So we'll look into
Maybe they had an increase in fees. I don't know, but that seems like a big
deal. This is for what? I'm sorry.
CSDA.
California Special
District.
Okay. I'm like, what the heck?
Subscriptions and dues, okay?
Dues, okay.
Usually your dues will go up a moderate amount. This is double.
Okay. I see it now.
We also had a $1,600 increase in our property to under government fees and charges. $1,600 increase in property taxes from the county, and I don't know what that's for. I have to look at the bill and see if they added another fee that we have to pay or whatever. But that's just
See, that's what the taxpayers...
That hurts us, because then they give us back the property taxes, 1% of the property taxes, and I don't understand.
The public doesn't understand that, you know, we are the smallest or the lowest government agency you can be as a special district. So everybody above us has a piece of the pie, and they want bigger slices. And so, you know, the fact that the county is wanting more in property taxes is just a...
Well, I'm going to check and see if there's an extra, you know, we pay the sewer, I know, we pay water, we pay whatever, all these little things are. We even pay our own assessment, which is really lame, but I'm going to see if there's an extra one that they added from last year that I didn't know about. Okay. The security guards, it's an increase in rentals, but it's mostly from last year we still had employees for a short time paying them as security guards, and there was 2 or 3 months where we didn't have the security company until and so then they are a little more expensive. In the long run, they're not, because of the
taxes and benefits and all that.
You know, Capri and all that. Mm-hmm. But that's why that went up. It looks like it went up, but it didn't really. It's just kicking in now. There was a little big miscellaneous expense, because we never have expenses for Clearwind, because we just don't, because there's nothing there, and we don't need to do anything. And we used to have the tractor that they cut the weeds themselves, but we don't have any more, so we had to pay $500 extra, so I didn't have anywhere to put it but miscellaneous administration.
For weed abatement.
For weed abatement.
Fire department system.
Yeah, right across the street, it would be really...
They sent us a letter.
It'd be really bad when the fire department is looking at it every day.
It's a tough one to slip by.
They do send us letters. They used to send us for Ambrose Park, the hill up by the houses.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, where am I?
Youth sports.
Okay, youth sports. We did not get a Kaiser grant this year, which we used to pay youth sports out of. So we have to add a little for them. Now, they will be doing first five in the second half. We didn't have first five in the first half. We'll have first five in the second half, and they take care of all the supplies and stuff. So that's not... That's just a little bit. It's actually for the basketball, I believe, for the fall basketball classes that Jump Bunch had. The maintenance workers, we had, let's see, Alfredo had his review and he got a step increase, but we also, what was I figuring? We got... I mean, Raul's been here full time. And Philip is not in that, so I don't know exactly why, but we're more there on the budget than we should be. Maybe I miscalculated at the beginning of the year, but hopefully we won't be that high, but that's what it looks like we're going to need. We talked about the overtime wages. They really don't work overtime unless they have to. There's, and mostly it's for something special that they have to be here after hours at the park for the water company or to get into the gates and what have you. So they're not abusing it, but we need more for that, and we'll be careful, be more careful with that. PG&E and water rates on almost every park we have has gone up. PG&E, some of that is the irrigation issues, the water especially is the irrigation issues we're using. We've had broken lines and sprinkler heads off and everything in every single of the parks, including Ambrose and including here. Now you'll see in the The neighborhood parks, all the same. The county parks, they're the same too. We had like $800 water bill for a month, which should have only been 150 or something. So it's been, this year has just been bad. Last year was nowhere even close to that. So anyways, a lot of the water stuff is that. The building repairs at Ambrose, we had to, did they get a brand new door for the what, for the maintenance shop? Attaching, they did some. The repairs were $1,000, and the bocce ball building keeps getting broken into. And in fact, he told me last week that they even pulled the plywood off of the whole wall because they pulled it all off, and they have to replace that.
There's a dilapidated building that we keep fortifying so people don't break in and start living. It's got to be kind of, they were going through the roof. And they were actually accessing one of the entryways, so we've had to weld it. We've had to do all kinds of things. There's costs associated.
Yeah, he thought he had it taken care of that last time when they changed the lock and they put a cover on it. They have
resilient.
Their ways.
Yes.
Of getting in.
They're very persistent. So.
Okay, the center grounds once again, the irrigation issues. We had 1,370 just in repairs. For the irrigation. Okay. And the grounds includes the mini park too, so.
Well, and again, the people, the taxpayers have to understand, this school was built in the, last century, and those pipes are older than most of our residents.
Yes.
They have to be, they break, they have to be replaced, and unfortunately they have to be replaced with the pipes from today's costs. And so the fact that
the county parks too were that era, their irrigation was not
right
such
any better.
Years even
right.
before we got them
right.
So it's just falling apart. It's just maintenance
price
and more maintenance
business,
yep. Okay, the tools, the shared expenses of tools, we are still replacing tools that were lost, stolen, sold, whatever. I don't really know, but there seems to be nothing working up there, and they bought new chainsaws, two chainsaws. One wasn't big enough because Alfreda was cutting tree limbs and stuff. I know they bought those, and we try and get the nice ones so they don't fall apart. We know they won't disappear now, though. So
we're putting.
But we're putting in a lot more money just to.
And we're putting in five bar in all the playgrounds now. Is that what I mean? I'm guessing that amount of money is.
Yeah,
it's time for all of them to be refreshed.
It's about $15,000 for the whole.
We just did that last year, the year before, the 14,000.
A couple years ago,
And this
about
basically
every 2 years you need to do it.
Just keeping them up.
It's the law. So I try to kind of gradually ease it in, because we either have to pay somebody to
put it
around, or our guys
in.
Have to do it. So you have to do it within the within their schedule. That's
one
of the smaller parks we can do it in house.
Yeah.
But it gets very, very expensive. I've got a vendor that, as a matter of fact, the last load it's for Ambrose Park is so big that it's two truckloads.
So
it has to be split up into. And we can't distribute it, in one day because it's 20 yards.
Which
is really hard.
Right.
So, but you're right. We need to do that. That's like a every 2 year project that is about $15,000. So.
Yeah, people need to be aware. That's the safety of the children.
It is.
Well,
it's
Capri
the requirement.
Will come and measure and make sure it's 12 inches.
Well, but the thing, I take my grandkids up there, and so you want your children and grandchildren to be safe.
You do. Yes.
And when they come off that slide or fall off the monkey bar or whatever, you want them to land on safety. And so we're focusing on your children being safe as my children kind of thing. So it's a lot of money, but it is different than the days of, at your home you can put sand or tambark or whatever in the heck you'd like to do. But in a public facility, we're under law to do things in a unique way. And so that's why it costs that much money.
Well, when we put that tile stuff out in these, and it doesn't last.
Uh-huh.
And the kid pull it up and pick it up.
Sure.
The tile box.
But this is not something that whether we want to do it. Like you said, this is mandated stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, there is no explanation. I mean, even if we didn't want to do it.
You gotta do it.
That's right.
We got to do it. We have to spend that money regardless.
Right. And those tiles cost more than the five bar.
Uh-huh.
They don't last that long. But anyway, we look at the neighborhood, that's county park expenses in two sections. The first section is the assessment we receive from the county to cover each of these parks.
Uh-huh.
And that is the budget we get.
Uh-huh.
Then we go, once that's spent, then we go into the neighborhood parks. Well, I think all but Limbrook and there was one other, well, I guess they're all, just Limbrook has not, we have not had to dig into our general fund on that, and we may not have to at all, hopefully, because their assessment will cover the $37,000.
Mm-hmm.
The other parks, because of the irrigation and the water and the PG&E,
mm-hmm.
we've already dipped a lot in that. So I even had to raise the general fund money for those parks because they're already spent quite a bit of our general fund that we even had budgeted. So. And it's nice that we put that well in Limbrook because they were going over the 37 and then a whole bunch more with the well. So it's much better. Don't have anything to do with it. The Ambrose Pool is still, we don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know what we did last year, but fiscal year speaking is July 1st. So we're going from July 1st to June 30th this year. I know Lori has some things planned for May and June and stuff, but that's not all settled yet. So it's a guesstimate on our part, most of that.
The bottom line is it looks like we're going to be, our guess is about a $45,000 subsidy of the pool. So the general fund will be kicking in that much.
Expenses over income.
Uh-huh.
Unless we have
there's a cost
big jump that we don't know about in income.
So that's what we're looking at. My projection originally was about 60. So, you know, 45 is a little bit better than that. But again, that's just a projection that we have. We'll just have to wait and see.
And last year, the pool was brand new. Everybody wanted it. Everybody wanted to use it. Possibly there'll be less people using it this year. We hope more, but.
Yeah, because we need the revenue. It's really funny because the more people you get into, the more chemicals you use, so it perpetuates more costs, but you get more revenue on that. So, but you're always looking at it like this. No pool ever makes money. It's a very difficult proposition for
most
places.
Make more revenue than I expected in the whole season.
That's right. It was. So, and Lori's done a really good job. But we can just continue to monitor through that and see what we have. But we have a pool. So
We knew it was going to be a drought.
Yep.
Yes. The grants and reimbursements, they all reimburse themselves, so there's not really anything to talk about there. Randy did get an increase in his grant. Was it last year?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's now 96,545, and he was, I think when he started it was 72,000 or something, so they have increased for him. He's been able to increase his classes and increase his everything. It's good. It's all good. And it all's in and out, so it's not like we're spending any. The cost line, there's just a little change in the budget that Mabel requested, and it's just a switch between accounts, so there's no real difference. And the Kaiser grant we did not receive this year, so that's a zero. And our general fund, our capital projects, using this budget, I estimate that we are, if we stick to it, it will be $38,000 underspent.
Underspent?
And that covers, unfortunately, our assessment. I'm not going to go out for another assessment, possibly, if anybody would do it, but we are way overspent on our assessment these days. Well, we have two full-time people now, and they're just expensive. I mean, and that's just Ambrose Park and the center and the grounds. The center itself is, expensive.
Well, that's, you know, it's the worst part of governing is that you have to pay the prevailing wage, you have to pay all those other governments, they all have something to say, they all want to tell you something. And so, you know, the fact that we're holding anything at the end is that we're working very hard to save the taxpayers where we can.
Well, I do have to say that this $38,000 is after the general fund covers that $40,000 short in the assessment.
Mm-hmm.
So we are doing so well in the general fund, we just got to...
But, you know, I mean, it's the reason that the assessment needs to be with a cost of living, you know, modernized to a cost of living. Because the old one, you know, when taxpayers talk about their taxes pay us, okay. Well, yeah, from 19, what was it, 81,
97.
You know, 90, 91, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. A, we weren't paying people what we're paying them today. B, we don't have the people or the quality of people that we have today. And so costs for government
costs
change.
20 years.
Yeah,
change. And you're only
humongous.
Paying $36 a year still? That just doesn't
You'd have
even
to have an escalator
touch.
Built into that. We don't.
Right, and not
so
having it.
Just,
and
inflation
and
will eat it up.
Lots of agencies didn't in those days. Okay,
right.
Lots of them didn't.
Right.
Well,
and
was,
every one of them have gone back to their voters and said, we goofed up on that one, but we're not going to goof up this time. And we need to do that as well, and we need to do it with a broader paintbrush, because we know that it's not just the assessments for X and Y. We have A, B, C, and Q that we haven't been planning on that need it too. And as you said, you know, about the pipes, you know, those pipes that are breaking aren't breaking because we want them to break. They're breaking because the age of the pipe is...
Well, the age of this building, the age of Ambrose Park itself.
Certainly.
In 97, I understood what they were doing, because that was a hard time, too. That we lost money from one of those, AB60 or 86 or whatever, ERAP,
right.
Whatever. So we were just hoping they'd give us anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's why they didn't ask for an accelerator, because I don't think they didn't think it'd be approved. But
yes, that's the
that
problem.
Was just supposed to be a beginning there.
That's
and
right.
Then it was supposed to be addressed, and that never was.
Yeah.
Later, have a second assessment or something. But yeah, everybody was hurting back then, and it was. We took what we could get.
Yeah, it's weird.
Right. And we've done a great job with what we have, and our staff's done amazingly, but we have to realize that our community wants more, they expect more out of these parks. And unfortunately, you can only get a nickel out of a nickel, and when you're paying, you know, 30 some odd dollars, you get a lot more than $30 worth of value when you just go for a picnic at the park.
Yeah.
Okay, so one picnic at the park has used up all your tax money, and now the rest of the time you use the facilities, where's that money coming from? And that's why we need to go out.
Well, and if you look back at 97, how much people were making per hour, we have to pay our two full-time maintenance guys. We only have two full-time maintenance guys to cover
the whole thing.
Nine parks.
Yeah.
And that was we are so lucky we have two such good,
right,
actually,
hard working.
Two and a half.
Hard working.
Really hard working. That, I mean, they keep things spotless, which...
Well, it's what I said when I came in, that, you know, Anuta, when you go to Anuta Park, I drive by it every day. No graffiti, no garbage, no... I can't come up with anything to have anything other than great words for your staff. And so they're getting their 30-some-odd dollars out of just drive by Anuta, or just drive by Limbrook, or just drive by any park, okay, and look, and there's your $30. So let's talk about the other parks.
Yeah. I mean, that hardly covers...
You didn't pay the PG&E bill.
Oh my God! No, so. they're great. They are really good, and
Well, and you guys in the office though, you have to understand you are equally as invaluable to us because you're taking the pencil and beating the socks off of that dollar. You know, is why we have money left. And sure, it's easy for elected officials. We could spend every dime every year with no money left. I mean, we're politicians. We can do it, okay? But we're because you guys are guiding us, we are fiscally responsible enough to have every dime that we can hold on to in the bucket.
All right, let me make one more point. Besides the water in PG&E, we've had a lot of tree issues because of all the storms. Mm-hmm. We have had to have, oh my gosh, trees cut and removed from every park we have, I think, and then trimmed and trimmed and trimmed, and that costs a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I didn't realize how much it costs, but wow.
You don't get up there and do it yourself.
Yeah, no. And we're doing some of the stuff ourselves.
Alfredo does what he can. Yeah,
no, she meant you.
No, not me.
She's got that bad knee.
Oh my God.
Yeah, how are you going to do that with your knee?
Crying on the tree. Oh, Lord. I do have to say the one, I have to give credit to the, what's his name, the reasonable trees that cut this eucalyptus, because, oh my God, they went way up and cut that way back. I was surprised. Topped it off, did all this. Woo.
So this is ready to come to the board now, right?
Yes.
Doesn't need any action from the committee.
No. Okay. We'll take it to the board meeting next week.
Can I, as a part of the record, make sure that we ask, again, we need to invite Tina from the Golden State to come and talk to the board and have it where we can question her about the things like why is all the rest of their companies' districts have agricultural water and the lowest income place in the whole bloody state. We pay drinking water on the grass, okay? And so we need to have her come up and explain to us why. You know, when we were building the pool, that they were, you know, they were going to be right there with us. We're going to be right there with you. Yeah, I see how they're going to be right there with us
they
in this were. Budget.
They didn't give us a free fill of
That's,
the pool.
I see that from 8 to 10, and yeah. So we need to, you know, I think, have her come and get on the record of, look, here are all these water bills, and you know, yeah. Let's talk about all these other agencies that don't have to pay this. Mm-hmm. Can you explain why we can't get the same kind of service?
Well, even with the issues, it's like it goes from $150 when we have a leak or whatever mm-hmm. to $800 mm-hmm. for 1 month, mm-hmm. $900, somewhere over $1,000. And mm-hmm. it's like, but then you look at it and like, you know, a quarter of it is freaking service fees.
Mm-hmm.
Service fees. In fact, if there was no water at, Hickory Meadows or one of them, if there was no water, they'd still be $215 every month just for the fees if we didn't use any water.
See, that makes no sense whatsoever.
That's crazy.
And that's why we need to invite her to come and have to explain it in public, because the taxpayers don't understand that, you know, we all think when our own water bill at home is whatever it is, it's either great or it's horrible, okay? But we're a government agency that pays times 100 mm-hmm. what you're paying. So we're getting hit for 100 times those service fees and things that we need to have them. If they're going to be a community service provider, they need to think about the community they're serving.
Yeah, it's scary looking at those bills.
Sorry, Madam Chair, I just had to say that.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I move that we adjourn.
I second it.
Thank you very much, everybody. not make it as easy as possible for us all.
I just wanted to.